Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called A Moment of Weakness. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 22 says, "To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some." You know, I had only been a pastor for a few years when I got one of the worst calls of my career. One of my students had a tragic accident that sadly ended his life. Although I was completely heartbroken, I quickly realized that my role in this situation was to provide comfort to a hurting family. I was fine with that, but when the family asked me if I would lead their son's memorial service, I got really scared. When I told my lead pastor about it, I fully expected him to offer to do it for me, or at least to give it to one of the more adult pastors. But he didn't. Instead, he simply told me to be there with the family in their pain, and then reminded me that God would give me the words. I thought, what words? How could there be any words for a time like this? I felt completely inadequate. Sure enough, the rest was a blur. The day of the service seemed to happen so fast. After spending almost every waking moment with the family, I barely had time to prepare what I was going to say. All I knew was that somehow I was supposed to transition from the pain and sadness of this event to an uplifting gospel message. Throughout the first part of the service, things went pretty smoothly. I transitioned from worship song to slideshow to people sharing. Things were going well, until the boy's father got up to share. He planned to share a few prepared words about his boy, and then turn it over to me to share the gospel and close the service. As he shared, though, he got more and more upset. Eventually, the pain was just too much for him to contain, and through the sobs and the painful tears, he blurted out, and he said, "This is," and then he said the S word. "This is absolutely," and he said it again, and he said it again, and again, and again, until he just finished his speech and handed me the microphone. It took every bit of effort to hold back the shock. I barely had time to think, but all I could say is, God gave me the words, even though they were the last words I ever thought I would say. I put my hand on his shoulder. I looked at him right in the eye, and I said, "You're exactly right. This is," and I actually said the word. That's right, the S word, in church. As I said it, I remember thinking to myself, what am I doing? But sure enough, you could have heard a pin drop. And literally, with a word, I was able to capture the pain of over 800 people and lead them to the hope that we have in Jesus. I said, this is not the way it's supposed to be. God didn't want death. Our sin caused it. But Jesus gave his life on the cross to save us from the sin that will kill us. I couldn't have planned it better myself. And in fact, I've done a lot of memorial services since, and I can't think of many that I've felt more used by God than this one. To this day, there's a family still involved in that church who they tell me regularly that the moment when I cussed from the pulpit was the moment they realized that this Jesus thing was for them. I didn't fully realize it, but somehow, in that strange, awkward, and beautiful moment, I was able to become weak, that I might win the weak. God, we just thank you for using us in our weakness. May we learn. May we learn how we can be all things to all people, that we might save some. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.